With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When Tony sits on, it's a very rare thing when Tony sits on my lap.
It's a suck suck.
He's sucking, like, has his bone on my literal crotch, and he's just.
It's what you have to do
down.
Sometimes.
But I was like making Laura get everything for me because I could not move even an inch.
No.
For Turkey.
Once you get Turkey time, you cannot mess it up.
We've been to Turkey.
We've been to Turkey and back.
I saw Rob Delaney tweet. I think he posted. Catastrophe was like showing or something in Turkey now, and he went, "We are big in Turkey," and I saw it and I was gonna message him Turkey, and then I was like,
"He doesn't know about Turkey."
No, he doesn't.
He would like Turkey though.
He would
really get
pod.
It. I know. Get him on the pod.
I know, I should message him.
I know. What does he watch?
I don't know. I mean, I've never met him. We're like
your buddies though.
We're like social media buds.
Yeah.
He's one of the funniest people ever.
Truly.
He would be
one of the funniest and hottest people of all time.
Insane.
God bless.
God bless that man.
God bless him. Guys, we're doing something really unexpected.
There was a little back and forth, some push and pull,
mm-hmm.
some, you know, kind of a tug of war between us of like, is this going to happen? Is there enough?
Will they or won't they?
And then by the end of it, it was a resounding.
See.
Yes, there's definitely enough.
Enough feelings.
There's power. I think there will be a second season because it's Amazon.
But we are...
We're hoping for that.
Even if not, that's fine.
We're going to do a little like limited series recap of...
Tampa Bay's.
Amazon's premier lesbian reality show.
Honestly, a bunch of people messaged me on Insta and otherwise, like, they were like, you need to watch this.
Yeah.
Then I finally did, mm-hmm. and I was like, my first impressions, which I think were similar to yours.
Boring.
Were, like, kind of boring, but then the more I thought about it and sat with it, the more I was like, wait, I have a lot of feelings about these women,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just... so happy to have some sort of LGBT like wild reality content.
I think for that reason alone we should stand in solidarity with our sisters.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, enough of the
enough
Vanderpump
of straight
rules.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, straight shenanigans in gay spaces. Like let's do the damn thing and focus on messy Florida lesbians.
Let these Lezzies lead the way.
Top bun lesbians.
Top bun lesbians. Side shave lesbians. Femme lesbians.
Rich lesbians.
Rich lesbians.
Well to do.
Let them pave the way for the show we all deserve, which is
Amazon.
Super messy Tampa gay Bay's. Men.
Yes.
Just sucking, well, fucking, and ruining lives.
They had Fire Island.
But that show, did it deliver the goods? I watched a couple episodes and I was neither here nor there.
For some reason they can't seem to crack the code with gay.
Oh yeah, I never watched that.
I think it's because gays are afraid of each other. And they're afraid of Twitter. And they know that if they're starring on a show, especially gays today, they're going to get fucking
savage,
torn apart on Twitter and Instagram. So for that reason, I think it's keeping the gays scared. But
stop. This is gay oppression. If you're tweeting, if you're beating, if you're being really mean to gay men on either Twitter or Instagram, I'm looking at you specifically. I'm like, I really don't fuck with Twitter that much.
I let
gay men do their thing in hopes that they will truly come out of the television closet and really get messy on TV. And I need that. I crave that. And so I beg of you, all you people, including you, leave them be.
But when I do it, it's
funny.
But it's also like, I don't just bully like... And, no. Like, I've been bullied, too. Like, it comes around, it goes around. Like, we all get... But I think you're right. I think maybe there's some kind of, like... I think gays, including women, probably have been reluctant because they don't want it to, like...
But also, there are a lot of gays out there. I'm like, if you are a messy gay and you know that, and you and your friends are all so super messy together, please just get in touch.
They'll
like
give you
tweet
a show.
At a fucking executive. Like they're desperate for content right now. Like shoot a sizzle reel on your iPhone.
And they'll be like, sure, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah,
and...
like just do the work and make it happen. Be brave.
Do the work.
Be brave and be willing to do the work.
No, if you or someone you know
also is... like Instagram and Twitter are slowly like they are truly becoming the most meaningless thing ever. I really believe like the tides are shifting. So just be smart and do the work. Make your show.
Just got to 50,000 followers on Twitter.
Honey, that's great for you though. Love that for you. Keep tweeting.
I'm kidding. Just keep tweeting, Carrie. That's going to be my, it's like the only thing I'm going to accomplish in my life.
Is a robust Twitter account.
Semi-good.
Great on Twitter. People say on your headstone.
Yeah, that's literally what I fear.
At your funeral.
He was great on Twitter.
He was amazing on Twitter. No, you have like such a legacy.
Anyway, thank you.
Let's not go down that road. Let's go.
I'm just saying, I think gay men are afraid after seeing... And it's not all their fault. It's like the networks and the studios, like they don't know how to handle it.
I think everyone's just too scared.
Everyone's afraid,
but
like...
it's time to release that fear.
I want messy, messy gays.
We deserve to have really... If we can have this many years, decades of straight people being just like psychotic, we need... And it is true equality, honestly, to have that kind of chaotic representation of the okay. LGBTQ.
But real LGBTQ.
IA, etc. community.
But real talk. Do you think that...
How about messy bis?
Messy bis. Messy just queers.
Yeah.
But do you think, in all honesty, I truly, and I believe this, I think if you had a show about like a Vanderpump Rules type gay show... I don't think that they would be as accepted as the straight people.
What do you mean accepted?
I don't think they would become as famous because people still are like, they're like.
I disagree. I think if you gave people really good, amazing, entertaining drama, you tell the people what they like.
Well, no, but the studios, you know what I mean? I feel like they haven't been faithful to the gay, like they've kind of just thrown them to the wolves a little.
Well, they're so scared. I think you're just now getting to a place where gay content is like going more mainstream. But most of it is so bad. So well, we need, like, that's why we need, I mean, you have to have the bad because eventually it leads you to a place of good.
We've had a lot of rough starts. We had Prince Charming. We need a gay bachelor.
Yeah.
Like, not, and I'm not, I don't want to see Colton Underwood looking for love. I don't give a fuck about him. But no. I want, like, gays that have been out. And just messy.
Yeah.
Just keep, or just partying, not stopping.
I want like a true representation of
the gays we know.
Yeah. And
the gays
I think I've that been. That's, I think that that's doable.
It is.
I don't know. There could be, it could be bad. Like, there is something to be said for like the secrecy in gay culture.
That's what I was trying to get at. And keeping, like, it's protecting, it's kind of like a mafia.
It's gatekeeping like straights from co-opting like the best. And I think a lot of that has been, those gates have been blasted open because now it's like straights are all over Pride and stuff like that. And like the truly like queer, subversive, cool element of being gay is like dying like a slow death in many circles. And I think that's just because it's become so widely accepted. But I think maybe this this is a way to take back the closet, create loads of homophobia, and make it cool to be gay again by showing cool really, again. Really messy gays and having them generate a lot of hate from people.
Yeah. I mean, there's still... We need some brave
gay soldiers to step up to the plate.
There is still a lot of... There's a lot of homophobia still. There is. You don't like...
I mean, I don't...
We
I know,
live in
I
bubbles,
get...
and like, we live in LA and New York. Like, there's... Social media is still extremely homophobic.
I guess I mean just like fun homophobia in the sense where it's like, shh, we don't talk about them.
Yeah.
Like not like people...
Like, oh, my son and his roommate.
Friend, yeah. Like...
He's a bachelor.
But just like a look the other way while the gays are like
love
sucking
that.
And fucking.
I think unfortunately like the 80s destroyed that a little bit because it was like they had to like... We had to reach out for help during that time. And like, this, you know what I mean? And the straights were like, no. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh wait, it's happening to us too. We have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Accept it. So I think.
And the lesbians were like, we're here for you, even though you don't give a shit about us. We'll have your back always. What have you done for us? Now they have Tampa Bay.
Okay. But I have to say before we start recapping, because I know we're a little crunch for time, right?
I have a hard out.
Okay.
But. Yeah.
Okay.
I only need 10 minutes.
Okay. I think the, a show that this reminds me of, a great queer show, reality show, The Avenue with Gigi Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gigi.
Trailblazer.
Pre her moving to LA and marrying a Getty and becoming like an heiress.
Elite. Yeah.
She was living in Toronto, just living her life. She had not come out yet as trans and she was just living fully out loud and like a very incredible like kind of fearsome way, honestly. Mm-hmm. And like just was, you know, just unabashedly herself. And she did a YouTube series about it, like self-produced, about following her and her friends around Toronto. And it's truly incredible. It's very staged. It's very like trying to be the hills. Gigi is amazing. She has like both no charisma and all the charisma, and like is just so beautiful, and her friends are all just like, it's very queer, and it's like it's true camp. And I think she deleted that YouTube part, or she deleted that from her YouTube page, but there's still, people have uploaded it since. It's all on YouTube. An incredible show, and Tampa Bay's very much reminds me of it, like that stilted, I should be saying this because it's a reality show, but it's not authentic to me.
I think they'll get a little more comfortable as like the cameras keep rolling is my hope. Cause it does seem like they're all organic friends. So that's like a good start. It's a step in the right direction.
Some are more comfortable than others. I think Cuppy. Let's talk about Cuppy. Cuppy is a mix of Renee Graziano and Lindsay Lohan. She's fucking amazing.
She's
gorgeous.
Fucking incredible. She's always carrying a fan around. She's perpetually sunburnt.
They're also, I think 3/4 of them are nurses.
Queen shit.
They're like, we got through COVID and now we just want to party.
Now we just want pussy.
Yeah. Cuppy's
They've earned it.
Cuppy's like new in town again. She moved away to Orlando. She's like, and now I'm back in Tampa.
The cities that everyone frequents, like as Saint truly Pete's. Saint Pete's hot, a hot town. I love Olivia, who moved to Tampa from Alabama.
Yeah,
moving on up, honestly.
But I love Cubby. I've been away in Orlando for a long time, but now
about a year.
But now I'm back and ready to take Tampa again, and I just love that.
Yeah, take it by storm. She goes, I'm sure you hear Tampa. You have all these bullshit ideas of what it's like over here.
She's a little Girardi with her
voice.
She's
kind of Girard. Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with.
Sounds like she smokes like a pack a day.
Mm-hmm. Where's like the smoker representation? Because I know these bitches are smoking.
It's Tampa. They're all smoking.
Yeah. She is. Tampa is amazing and it has a super progressive LGBT scene. Also, I think her name is Cuppy.
Yeah. Cuppy has
a
huge
name I've
tits.
Never heard before.
She has huge tits. Does she have a Monroe piercing?
She might. She's like right here.
Yeah. She's extremely tan.
Tan, but also sunburnt, covered in tattoos.
Raven black hair. Always wearing like a
crop top. She's always in like athleisure or a very short dress.
Yeah, she's always very sweaty and hot, but like looks great. And she's a trauma nurse, and she's also a stripper bartender.
Bartender. Incredible combo.
Which is an amazing combo, and you know, I think tells you everything you need to know about her.
I wonder...
She loves to party, though.
How her nursing career is going.
Yeah.
Some of them, after seeing them party, I think by the end of watching this series, I'll be like, let's move away from nursing.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it gets really popular, they won't need to nurse anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cuppy loves vodka. She loves taking shots. Mm-hmm. And she loves to party. And she also loves to help people... In the trauma ward.
She'll hook you up to an IV.
Yeah.
And then she'll go out and take a bunch of shots.
It's interesting to see like a post-COVID reality show. Like where they were all like clearly like went through it. And like, but now like no one's wearing a mask, which I love.
It's also incredible to just be in Florida, state of no mask zone.
COVID,
and like
COVID doesn't exist.
Everyone's like, yeah, that was crazy. But now they're mentally and emotionally out of it. Maybe you might not be done with COVID, but in Tampa, they're very much done.
COVID might not be done with COVID. But
yeah, but Tampa's done with COVID.
Have you been to Tampa?
No.
I have.
I've only read the book Tampa.
Oh.
By Alyssa Nutting. It's so good.
I love her.
About like a teacher that sleeps, who's like obsessed with sleeping with her young students.
Right.
It's so hot and amazing.
She's a great writer.
Incredible. Incredible work.
And then beyond Cuppy, we have Haley and Brianna.
The queen bees of the lesbian scene.
They're like a very skinny couple.
And you have Marissa and Summer, who are the other queen bees.
But they're like, I think... They're more outliers.
Yeah.
But they're kind of rival units within one friend group. Haley and Brianna are like very, like Haley's very like lipsticky, right?
She's femme.
She's very femme. Brianna is also like, she's femme and...
She's femme, but with like gorgeous. A mask edge.
Yeah, she's like kind of has like she's top energy.
Yeah, she's the man in the relationship.
But
she drives
also,
like a Mustang and wears like sideways hats.
She goes by the name Murphy.
Well, okay, why do they all have like random nicknames?
Murph, Mac.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing
in the lesbian community? That'd be like, I'd be like, some people call me Lara, but other people call me Stu.
Mm-hmm. But everyone calls me Stu.
But everyone calls me...
Robert.
Hand.
Yeah.
Like, no. It's
everyone
like
a, calls me Leg.
Mm-hmm. Everyone calls me Leaf.
They're pretty, they seem like they're well off. I mean, Brianna's like a real estate.
I think Brianna and Haley are rich or have family money or something because they own a house. How old are they? They're like 20 something.
It's also Florida.
Yeah, but even Florida, like houses are getting expensive.
But
they have
Tampa.
A house with a huge pool.
Yeah.
And I love like the Florida way.
Tampa?
I'm maybe going to move to Florida.
All right.
We don't know that for sure.
Wish you well on that one, hon.
It's weird, and I understand why they do this in Florida, but they all have those, like, screens over
their
pools.
It's all to keep the bugs out.
Oh, yeah.
And gators.
Oh, true. But can't keep the snakes out.
Brianna, their house, Murph and Brianna's home is like kind of the party house for like the cool. They're like the cool lesbians of Tampa.
Yeah.
I think they're the only lesbians of Tampa.
I need my Tampa fellow Tampa Bays to weigh in. Have you ever heard of these people?
Yeah. If you're a Tampa queer, anyway,
a Tampa gay or a Tampa Bay, let us know if you've heard of these lesbians who I think they're all mostly in their mid to late 20s.
Yeah, if you've heard of any of these people, are they
the queen bees of the lesbian scene,
or are they like corny, like cringe and just say that they're queens and they're just the ones that would be on the show?
You brought up a really good point when we were texting about it, which is that all these girls like on the show think of themselves as like crazy, but they're really just like their version of crazy is like posing with their tongue out.
Oh yeah, it's very like, oh my god, I love her, she's so crazy, with like a bag of chips on her head. Mm-hmm. Like there's literally a girl who says like, I'm just like kind of the weird one, and then they cut to her and she's going
yeah,
I'm like,
she's like,
they're all like, oh, like Shiva is just like tilts, she just like tilts her cap and just goes And then they're like, whoa, she's fucking crazy.
We'll get to Shiva because I'm obsessed with her.
But Haley and Murph have like a big house. They have like a girl's sign. It's like they always have theme parties.
They love neon signs. They're single-handedly keeping the neon sign business alive and well.
Summer and Marissa have a theory that they like to have parties because they can control everything, which I think is
pretty, I think that's a great insight. Astute.
Yeah.
There's Olivia from Alabama. Who she says, I'm either serving at a bar or getting served at a bar. I'm like, honey, that's too much time at a bar.
What are you being? Are you being served papers?
Just being served.
You've been served.
Yeah.
She seems like she has a substance issue.
Potentially.
I find she darked me out and I felt bad for her.
Her craving, anyone craving shots?
And just like craving, there's something in her eyes that just is like, oh. I mean,
it's Alabama.
Yeah, maybe she.
It's like, Alabama to the big city of Tampa.
Yeah, maybe she like escaped something.
I guess I'm also glad to just get a slice of Southern life in a way, because Oklahoma's not really like Southern per se, and like you go down to these other states like Alabama, like Mississippi or something, and like you grow up in a place like that, you probably do look at Florida and you're like, fucking Tampa is goals.
Yeah.
And it is goals.
It is goals.
I'm glad she escaped.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Marissa works. She goes, my name's Marissa and I work in downtown St. Pete. Which I guess is close.
Yeah, I think St. Pete's is close.
They love. I was screaming at the St. Pete. I just, every time they said St. Pete's, I was like, oh my God.
There's also Mel. She goes, I'm Mel and I'm a muralist in St. Pete.
And her murals, I mean, that was cool. She did like a Black Lives Matter, but like street mural, which was, you know, nice, but her art is like not that good.
A muralist is always going to be a little bit.
And she's a therapist?
I think she was just kidding about that.
Oh, I
Mac me. Goes, yo, it's Mac. Some people call me Sarah, but I go by Mac. Why though?
Mac has like a kind of weird, I think she like wants to be in Brianna and Haley's relationship with them.
Yeah.
I see like a,
she's trying to get triad vibes going on.
I see sort of, I feel like a longing from her to be
Polly.
Like yeah. Cause she's like their like hench person.
She's always at their house. Mm-hmm. Like whenever they're alone, the first person to show up is Mac.
Yeah.
And Mac is like defending them.
Well, Mac, I mean, Mac goes hard in Uber.
Watch this space. Watch Mac's space, because we'll see how this relationship unfolds.
I think my favorites are Shiva and Cuppy. I think I love Shiva just filming on her phone at the end. I was
Shiva's
like, that'd be me.
Everything to she's, me.
Okay, so Shiva, she's in the group too. She's, for some reason, I just like adore her. And I think she has, there's like an innocence to her, like a total earnestness to her that I really like was attracted to as like a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she seems like a really sweet person and like has a big heart.
Not only is she stunningly gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful.
And she like, and she, I'm telling you, she does that like.
She loves a sideways hat. Her style needs a, and she really,
terrible style.
She needs to go on like Queer Eye or something.
I just love a gay person wearing any kind of gay with a sideways hat going, I literally, there's a photo of me on Facebook
this
in
is
college.
The era, no, this is like the age where you wear, if you're gay and out in your 20s in a city like Tampa or in college, you are wearing a sideways hat and going.
That's like very Philly, like in the, when I was going out in Philly. Yeah, like me and my gays going into like the Philly, which we'll go to. We're gonna go to Woody's.
Oh my God, yes!
But like me going on underage night at Woody's.
So crazy.
Yo, he's so crazy.
He's fucking crazy.
He's fucking crazy.
So I also appreciate, I like this age being captured.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, because it's like these people will one day be in like their late 30s or early 40s,
and, not give a shit
and they
about
won't
going
be
out.
Like. They won't be like being crazy with their tongues out.
There's a there was a photo of me and my friends, like I started going out with this group of gays when I first started going out, and we were in Philly and we were waiting on the train tracks, and we like went down and took pictures on the train tracks of like the speed line. It was a very, whoa, she's so crazy.
Fucking crazy.
And we were like,
I love. It's class. It's Tampa Bay.
I was in Tampa Bay.
Brianna and Haley have a pole in their house, and Brianna works that pole.
But, like, again, it's...
Really?
Haley annoys me.
Really? I think she's hot.
They're hot.
She's hot, but it's also like, what's there beyond that?
Yeah, I don't like them. They're boring, and they seem like.
Summer and Marissa though are haters.
Yeah, but I think I would vibe with them more.
Yeah, I can see that. You guys would like snark together.
Yeah, I think they're kind of funny, and I like how they are very different looking.
Yeah.
Haley and Brianna kind of look alike.
Well, I think that's a thing in lesbian
and the gay community.
And gay, where you just date yourself. You date your twin so you can fuck yourself.
Yeah.
It's a very like narcissistic thing. Summer and Marissa have been together 3 years. They meet up with Cuppy.
I love that. Like that's such a homophobe theory.
What?
I love it. They like, you just like to, it's a narcissistic thing.
Well, is it?
No, it is. It's so true.
It both is.
Guys, no, boyfriend twins are a complete reality in the gay community. There's literal Instagrams devoted to it.
There's all sorts of different couples, but that is very much a trope where you like you'll see a gay or a lesbian couple and you're like, you guys are mirror images.
No, I'm saying sometimes things that like homophobes have thrown out are like, kind of true.
You're like, I'll give you that one, homophobes.
I'll give you that one.
1 point for the homophobes.
1 point for the anti-gay.
You're like, 40 love, homophobes.
Yeah, bigots. Cuppy has only been...
She's been away for a year, but she's missed the Tampa scene.
She misses pussy.
And she needs her lesbian. She goes, I've been in Orlando and I've only been around gays. And I'm like, I need my lesbians.
And you're like, did you feel seen?
Mm-hmm. No, I literally, like... Also, I think I've been craving like a girlfriend group to be part of. And so now I'm getting it with Tampa Bay's.
Good. This is a very like loose recap because we're loosey
goosey.
Haley and Brianna and Murph are planning a Y2K theme party.
Like, who is Murph?
Murphy.
I like that you.
I've called her. I'm calling her Murph.
Okay.
Mac and Murph. Mac and Haley, or Murph and Haley, are planning a Y2K theme party, which is like, whoa.
Yeah.
And Haley goes, I had this crazy Y2K theme in mind, and we're actually going to do it.
This is like another instance of them thinking they're crazy.
Yeah. And it's like, I think some of them weren't even born or.
Yeah. Olivia was like, I don't know what that is. Like, it was maybe two. I wish they would put all their ages on the screen.
My biggest gripe is there's too many characters. They keep throwing these girls out, and I'm like, we're not going to see half these girls.
I think throwing them all at the wall to see what sticks is like kind of a good move.
That's true.
Yeah, Jordan and Shiva both have a birthday coming up.
Jordan's the one that's, I'm crazy.
Yeah, she's the craziest one of all.
She's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. Also, she has a mystery girlfriend who lives thousands of miles away who's won't even be shown on camera.
Fake.
So I'm like, this is not going to end well for you two.
It's very Danny in Real World New Orleans with the blurred out boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But this is like not even a blur. It's just like a non-existent.
It's very
like,
George...
oh, my girlfriend.
It's very George Glass. I got like slightly pathological liar vibes from her.
From Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye on her. Yeah. Brianna goes, it's no secret that me and Haley are the queen bees of the Tampa lesbian scene. It was a secret to me. Yeah. It was a secret to me that Tampa even had a lesbian scene.
Yeah, until this morning, I didn't know.
Tampa was actually like, it was a very secretive place.
Tampa, I feel like, has a big gay scene.
Yeah, I think Florida in general has like a huge hustling, bustling gay scene.
Like the Orlando gays.
There's Orlando gays. There's Fort Lauderdale gays, which I've matriculated amidst the Fort Lauderdale gay scene.
Miami gays, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
They're like, I feel like they're like another.
They're like the WeHo gays.
Yeah.
But
like more beautiful.
Yeah, because they're like Cuban.
Yeah, they're not all just like.
They're not like white.
White people on steroids.
Like muscle gays or white twinks.
With little legs.
Skipping leg day, but juicing hard. No, I'm like, let's explore Florida. Let's take back Florida. Let's queer this space.
Yeah, let's, if we have to like accept that Florida exists, and I have to, my family is based there now.
Yeah, and my best friend lives there now. So I'm ready to... I like also a place that has a high-low mix. Like, I like a state that's, like, can be super, super queer and also just like
virulently just, bigoted
just
and
totally
racist.
Totally like fuck, like rife with fuckery.
Yeah.
So Jordan and Shiva are at a cafe of sorts.
By the way, Shiva's a microbiologist.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I think in St. Pete's. What is happening in St. Pete's?
I like that all these women have jobs. Like it's
good
not
job.
Yeah, like it's not like Los Angeles reality shows
where you're like, I'm an actor.
Yeah. Or you're in the biz.
No, you're like a literal like
you're a microbiologist.
People, or like saving people's lives. Mm-hmm. Or you're venture capitalist.
I also really hardcore related to Shiva when she got very thrown off by a man typing on a typewriter at the cafe.
That was weird.
What's
going on there?
What's going on there? He's like typing.
I would, but what was he typing?
It looked like there was no paper.
And you could hear it.
What's that sound? I wrote, why as a man are you typing on a typewriter at a cafe?
With no paper.
With no paper.
He just was like trying to be a nuisance.
Yeah. I wrote, the masculine urge to type on a type, to bring your typewriter places.
The masculine urge to type loudly on a typewriter to interfere with an all female centric.
To fuck with the Tampa Bays.
Yeah.
Also, he had like, I couldn't tell if he was a white dreadlock guy or what the deal was.
The masculine.
Get out of this space.
The masculine urge to invade this space.
With your typewriter.
With your fucking.
With your loud typewriter.
Broken typewriter that you're typing nothing on.
Yeah. You're just typing into the void. Typical man. Shiva's so sexy but has zero game.
Also, I know that's why I like I feel
I love her.
She's like, I want to be like, we'll help you. Like I want to like help her get.
I want to style her.
Yes,
we need Ava to style her.
Yeah, Ava Klein.
Ava Klein, our stylist. We need Ava to take to Shiva. I think Shiva could show a little bit of skin.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She has great hair.
I think we could do a bra under the jersey just so you're getting a peek mm-hmm. of skin. You can do a baggy pant. No more hats, Shiva.
No, we need to remove.
Take her hats away.
No more caps. No caps for sale mm-hmm. except for Shiva.
We're going to Poshmark your hats and then we're going to really like focus on your luxurious mane.
Or we're going to cut your hair a little.
We could cut her hair.
Shoulder
she
length.
Could do a bob.
Like a wavy shoulder length.
She could do a lob.
Not a bob. I think like a wavy shoulder length.
Yeah. I say bob is like that would be
the
length.
Oh, yes.
Like just
yes.
lengthwise.
Yeah. And I think, I think a little. I also think every person in the show has bad taste.
Yeah.
Haley and Brianna's home, the couches are. Literally,
they love a chair with like grommets.
They love like a Rue 21 dressing room.
It's Z Gallery.
It's literally the couch.
White lacquer and Z Gallery.
Oh,
neon signs and fake plants everywhere.
Oh God! It's
enough.
But there was one couch that I looked gross, but I know would be really comfy.
The couch that's like just like a bed couch, like an orgy couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those kinds of couches.
A harem couch.
Those couches, like a conversation pit kind of couch is essential.
Essential, especially for lesbians.
But we, especially, much to talk about. But like we need to invite us to Tampa and let us.
No, I'm afraid. They're going to like.
Do you think.
They're going to hate on me.
Yeah, you might not be allowed.
You'll be allowed.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Am I daddy, according to them?
Yeah.
What do they mean by
but you're
daddy?
Kind of, you're kind of like, you're a little innocent too.
I'm a femme with you're, pretty you can not be a, great game.
You can be a femme daddy.
A femme daddy?
Yeah, your gaydar is pretty bad.
My gaydar is terrible.
you'll say something, you'll like be like, oh, I didn't know that. And I like sometimes will be like.
What? Like, I didn't know people were gay.
Yeah, I'm very, it's very valid.
I never know when a man is gay. The only sign is, like, if I get sexually turned on by a man,
mm-hmm.
chances are he's a little, he's either full-blown gay or at least
bi.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is great.
Like.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's always a roll of the dice.
But I think you would be kind of a commod because you're kind of, like, fresh game. Because you don't have, Because you're be,
and I've
be,
only dated one woman yeah, in my life, so
I think they would be like, "Come on in, we'll show you the ropes."
I'm a baby lesbian.
You're yeah. You're even though you're like
even though I'm like almost 40, I'm like, "Hey guys, I'm like."
You're beginning.
I'm beginners. About to go like, like never been kissed style, and just like LARP as like a 23-year-old.
You could pass. You could.
I could pass for their age. They're very sun damaged.
Like younger, the show.
I would love for them to look into some preventative skincare practices, like just wear sunscreen.
By the way, please, yeah, check your moles, everyone.
Everyone.
I had to get a mole removed that was precancerous. Make sure you're checking. For the Tampa Bays out there who are just sunning with no SPF, don't do it.
It's such a stark difference between the way that the Tampa Bays approach sun and the way that like Californians approach sun. Because like
we're like Victorian children here.
California, you do like a fake tan. It's yeah. all about having like the fake tan or the self tan, which right. is a very different look than being like a piece of bacon that's like sat out for a little too long. Like, and I love, this is coming from someone that loves to tan.
Tanning.
Like I went to tanning beds in college, like, but now you just can't do that. You can't be sunburnt all the time.
Well, now we know better.
Yeah.
It's like how people in the 50s were just smoking all the time and they're like, "Oh, it's good for you actually." And then suddenly they were all dying.
I just want to protect Cuppy most of all because
I know
she's just always sunburnt.
Cuppy's got some irregular, I feel like, going on. Do you know what I mean?
We just got to get her like
her epidermis seems
we got to get
at
her
risk.
Some super goop. SPF 45 body sunscreen.
I think she needs a parasol and needs to wear like a veil.
She should upgrade her fan to a parasol.
She should wear Lady Jessica's veil in Dune.
Yeah.
When she comes off the ship.
Totally.
And just walk around like that.
A parasol would be more iconic even.
Yeah. I'm just like whenever we're in Brianna and Haley's house, I'm like, God, it's so big, but it's also seems like there's no warmth.
No, it's too much white lacquer.
And they're all like, "It's a vibe here." I'm like, "Really?" Because I would have anxiety if I was there.
It's a terrible vibe.
Yeah, I'd want to leave.
Yeah, I guess I would stand with Marissa.
That's why I stand with
But also
with my
the
girls.
Place they want to go.
White Lie.
White Lie is another just like neon
white
space.
Lacquer? Is that a lesbian bar?
I think it must be.
Damn. The whole pregame culture and like piling in the cars. Oh.
I don't miss it. I don't miss it one bit. I don't miss shots. The last thing I want to do is take a shot. I would rather actually dip a tampon in vodka and stick it in my ass than take a shot.
This is me. Yeah, I'm. Oh. I can like. Sometimes I get like delayed shivers from. Tasting vodka in my mouth from like 12 years ago.
I hope to never taste vodka ever again.
Yeah, I mean, same. God willing.
Shiva says her type is a little femme, but she also doesn't really know what her type is.
I know.
She's obsessed with Cuppy.
I think Cuppy is her dream girl. Cuppy's sort of like everyone's. She's like a celeb to this crew.
Cuppy is like the number one queen of Tampa. How does she do it?
She's the queen of Tampa, and you know that she has power when she can leave for a year and still be the queen and then returns.
When she can leave, go to Orlando, rule amongst the gays of Orlando. What kind of drama did she cause? What has she been through?
She probably got deep into like gay drama, gay male drama.
She said something really like vague later on when like producers ask her like about what she thinks about Shiva. But she goes, "I've had some shitty luck. I've been doing a lot of healing and I'm just trying to get through some shit." And I was like, "But what are you getting through?"
Yeah, what did she say?
I
want
to get to the bottom. I like need to know Cuppy's Orlando journey.
Does she have like COVID trauma?
Yeah, was she nursing?
Yeah, she was.
In Orlando?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe she like saw death and...
It seems like she went to Orlando for a relationship.
Yeah.
And then the relationship didn't work out.
Sour. So she and Shiva sort of have like this weird little like... frenemy slash
they make out though.
But they make out and Shiva's clearly in love with her.
And Shiva's gone to Orlando a bunch of times to hang with Cuppy, which means you like someone if you're going to Orlando.
Yeah, if you go to Orlando willingly, other than going to Disney World,
you must be seeing Cuppy.
You must be seeing Cuppy. So Shiva's like, Shiva's in it. Cuppy's sort of playing with her. I think when Cuppy just wants a makeout buddy, she'll like go to Shiva because Shiva's hot.
And Shiva will shower her with affection.
But Cuppy, I think, doesn't
respect that.
No.
Brianna says, or what's Brianna's name? Murph. Murph says Murph. Shiva's good with rejection, that she'll just come back for more.
That's when I was like, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Murph.
She walks around with her hand in her pocket. I'm like, all right, get out of here.
And she's like a side, she's a side hair, side part lesbian.
Flat iron.
Like where you just take the hair way far to the side and then you go like this and then you put a hat on, which is a vibe. And I have lesbian friends that same. Are side hair lesbians.
Same.
Someone needs to tell them to stop it. Stop with the side parts. They go.
Yeah, it's very Amber Heard.
But way more, even. It's Skater.
Amber Heard is a Tampa Bay.
She is a Tampa Bay.
She's a lesbian.
She's also, yeah, she's with a woman and they have a child now, I think.
Yeah.
She's also a messy lesbian.
I know. That's why I want to get her on the show.
I know. I'm going to slap me around a little bit.
She will.
Make me hate myself. She'll do both.
She'll like... convince you to kill yourself.
No, you'll be like in love with her but also want to die.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
So they're having the party. It's like, woo. It's not like...
Yeah, they all meet up on the beach to like take shots and like get crazy. And their version, the way they party is so low-key because they don't seem that drunk.
Yeah. Is they Tampa take, on the Gulf Coast? I think it is.
Yeah, they take shots and they're like, are we going to go run into the ocean? And then they like run into the ocean.
Oh, I went like this.
I love Cuppy rolling up to that like beach hang and Olivia goes, Cuppy, you're so hot.
Cuppy's like, thanks.
Thanks.
Shiva
and Cuppy kiss and then Cuppy goes, I'm way too daddy for Shiva. But what do you mean by that?
Well, there's slang. We're going to have to like, I think.
What does that mean? I'm too like top energy for her? But doesn't Shiva need a top energy?
Maybe Cuppy needs another top.
Yeah.
To like
Because later, Summer and Marissa are like, Cuppy would break Sheba. She would destroy her.
I think Sheba needs another bullish personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're like meant to be together.
No, I think like...
I think she... Yeah, you're right.
No.
I think Sheba's too cool.
Sheba's too like sweet. She needs someone that also will match her sweetness.
She was just like, hey, oh, what's she's up? Like, hey, she's very Dale, my lady.
Yeah, she, and that's like the energy I'm really like relating to. I see a lot of myself in Sheba. When Sheba's getting a, we'll get there.
Well, yeah, well, let's go there. I mean, so they're having the white, they're all wearing.
Brianna goes, / Murph, our reputation for throwing crazy house parties is off the wall.
Their parties.
And then Haley's like, yeah, our neighbor had to build like a 43-foot fence to
to keep us out.
I'm like, well, your poor fucking neighbor.
Yeah.
Think about how they feel. They're living next to these like two rich girl, like 25-year-old lesbians. They thought they could just move to Tampa and have a peaceful life. Lo and behold, the lesbians moved in next door and neon signs all night.
They're elderly and like all their friends died in COVID and they're like, we just want to rest now and have
they're
a
like,
nice
please,
life.
Like, can we please just like go one day without hearing like...
Hearing.
Yeah, what kind of music do you think they listen to? They have that song that's like,
give me give me everything tonight. That song.
And I love that song. And that's how you know I'm bisexual.
Yeah. Your lesbian energy comes out, which I love.
Sweet.
Wait, I just have to say that I had this memory of going to a gay bar for the very first time and dancing, and that song. Oh, the black guys. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh, no,
and I was dancing and making out with this guy, and I was like, oh my god, I've never had a better night in my life.
I love the Black Eyed Peas.
And he was like older and taller and hot, and he like, and I was like, my parents don't know I'm here. And he was like, well, let's make out then. And I was like, and that song was playing, and I was like, give me everything tonight. That to me is like Tampa Bay energy. And then like my head's spinning because I was like, I've never felt more alive in my fucking life.
I love that. And the then, soundtrack to our lives.
And then like cutting to like a month later and me like losing my virginity to a guy in a car and being like, I hate my life. In like a parking lot. And then
tonight, give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not hear tomorrow. So give me tonight. Is it grab Akon? Somebody sexy, tell him hey.
It's not Chris Brown, is it?
It might be. Whatever, he had some bangers
but
back the in
Black
the day.
Eyed Peas. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
You probably also like that song that's like, I'm wearing all my favorite brands.
I don't know
brands.
That one. I know, it's going down. We're yelling timber. I'll be the one you wanna dance. The Kesha song.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, so that's what Haley and Murph's neighbors are hearing on loop. We find out that Marissa dated someone who went to high school with Brianna / Murph and didn't have a good experience with her. So that's why she hates Murph.
Summer also dated Cuppy.
Cuppy.
And now Cuppy and Marissa are like besties.
Marissa dated Cuppy.
Oh, Marissa dated Cuppy.
And now Summer and Cuppy are besties. Classic lesbian vibes.
Love that.
Yeah. That's a great thing is like how you stay friends.
That's like gays too.
Yeah.
Gay men.
It's very elevated.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, / the dog park bar that they went to. I was like, I want to go there.
Yeah. Tampa's like a wonderland.
Yeah.
Tampa is a wonderland. The party's bumping. They're Y2K-ing it.
Their version of Y2K is just like rave culture.
Yeah. I was like, was it like that?
It didn't seem... I lived through Y2K, and it wasn't like that.
I mean, I was 10, but I was...
Y2K for me is like Abercrombie and Fitch and hemp necklaces.
Yeah.
Hemp chokers. And like Boston Birkenstocks.
Mm-hmm. I remember being really nervous about Y2K.
Yeah. I was terrified.
They have these two strippers come, and the women are so happy.
Shiva gets a lap dance, and she ascends. She literally is like, it's a slow motion, and she's like...
Shiva, I just wrote, she's so innocent. There's something about her that's like so like...
She's enjoying it.
But I feel like she's like... She has both no game and game.
I see the lesbian she will become. Yes. I can see glimpses of this like...
Power lesbian.
Grown woman. Mm-hmm. Who stepped into her power. Yeah. And I'm like very turned on by that.
Shiva has more authentic power lesbian, I think, than even Brianna and Haley.
Definitely.
They're flops. I'm sorry. Right now I'm not. I think they're kind of flop.
I think that they, if they didn't have money, they wouldn't have their queen bee status.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we meet Allie and Nelly. Yeah. Just another random couple.
One of them is like, they're both gorgeous.
Very gorgeous, but also twin girlfriends vibes.
Twin girlfriends vibes and also very boring.
Yeah, we'll see about them.
Yeah. Top bun.
One top bun, one long hair.
Yep.
I don't like a top bun look, really.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I'm living for this.
I like a man bun, but a top lady bun, or like anyone with like a top bun right here, like in the middle of their head.
Things are bleak. I'm also living for the one gay at their party.
I know, Justin is...
He needs some gays to adopt him. But, that's a cry for help.
But also you can tell he's like a good person if he's hanging out with all...
Yeah. He's in a good place, but he needs male gay friends. Yeah,
yes,
male gay friends.
He does. Cuppy and Shiva kiss again. They go up and they have a heart-to-heart. Or Shiva and Olivia have a heart-to-heart.
Yeah, Shiva grabs Olivia and she just needs to talk in the closet.
She
goes back into the closet. And then Haley and Cuppy are walking upstairs. And Cuppy goes, is there someone in your makeup room? That's awkward. Everything is like crazy and fucking awkward.
Yeah, that's like why everyone should watch The Avenue. It's because they're
always like that.
They'll be like, yeah, I bet you did. That's so weird.
That's fucking crazy.
It's like, it's like
you literally just said hey to someone.
Yeah.
It's not that awkward.
So Cuppy and Shiva kind of talk and then they kiss.
Shiva goes, I feel like you've been acting weird. And Cuppy goes, I'm not acting weird. Your eye makeup is so pretty.
She kind of reminds me of Trisha Paytas.
She is Trish Paytas vibes. And like the way she flirts with Shiva, Shiva's like, so what is going on? Like, I don't
She's
get it.
So
and
mean.
She is, I feel like we're just friends, but sometimes we drink a lot of vodka. And then she's like, so are we good?
And then she
kisses her on the lips. And I was like, poor Shiva, like, you're going to have to just like walk away from this sit.
It's so toxic.
Because it's just really bad for you to be in that kind of relationship.
I love Cubby saying, your eye makeup is so good.
I'm not being weird. Your eye makeup is so pretty. She goes, I feel like we're friends, but sometimes we drink a lot of vodka.
We've all had someone like that.
Honestly, if you're a straight woman... You need to be like this to men.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually, like, how you game men.
Just, like, landmines.
You landmine them. You give them hot and cold. And you just keep them on their toes and make them guess. And then you go, I feel like we're friends, but sometimes we smoke a little weed.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Your deodorant smells really good. And then just walks away.
You're like, ew, get the fuck away from me. And you, like, ignore them the whole night. And then they're like, I think you're acting weird. And you go... I'm not acting weird. Your eyebrows are so sexy.
It's so true.
Yeah, and you just play hot and cold. You don't know what to do.
You pulverize the person.
But they will want you.
They'll just want you so bad.
Cuppy needs to write a fucking column.
Cuppy's, I think, is going to be a breakout star.
Yeah. Summer and Marissa need to go.
They need to go to White Lies.
Summer goes, I don't like parties that are like parties. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I was like,
I
don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
So they're like,
she pulls Marissa and Kepi into like a guest bathroom and she goes, I'm not going to say it again. We got to go.
Yeah. They're
itching to get to White Lie.
They all want to go to the bar. And then Shiva's like, well, we were just saying this was going to be like the pregame. We were always going out. They call an Uber and then Jordan's like, okay, so this Uber only fits 6 people and there's like 12 of us. So like, are we all going to go or what? Like, what's going on? I just love the drama of,
the drama of trying cars. To get into the Uber. And then Brianna goes, Murph, it's disrespectful to me, my house, and of course, Haley.
Murph has Brett Michaels energy.
Murph is Brett Michaels. Of Murph, course, my girl, Haley.
Murph walks out. When they're all gathering out, you just see Murph turn around. She goes, all right.
She tries to, like, throw Marissa under the bus, like, yeah. In front of the camera. She goes, Marissa, don't make the mistake of driving with one drink in your system.
Yeah.
And that Marissa freaks the fuck out. She, do you think I busted my ass at nursing school to just fuck it all up like that? And then you just cut to Brianna sitting up high on a fence.
I know.
And I was like, that's classic side part lesbian. Just like one second they're down being like.
And the next second
they're like, don't make that mistake. They're like, don't drink and drive with one drink in your system. And you go, fuck you. And the next thing they're up just
perched.
Texting perched.
It's like in Barry, the girl who like they fight. You remember that episode?
Yeah.
And she's like flying around.
That's a very side part lesbian vibe.
I love that part when the guy goes to Barry. I don't think this girl, I don't know, but I don't think she's of this earth. And then... So they're all gathered in the Uber going to White Lie, of course. And then Marissa is just going the fuck off. Or is it Summer?
Summer's going off about how pissed off she is about Murph and Haley's party.
And then Shiva takes her phone out and just starts recording it because she thinks it's
Mac
funny.
Then Mac is had enough of Summer just like railing on her friends.
Her girls.
Her girl, yeah. Her triad. So then she's like,
you know what?
So hostile? I'm a very chill person. I'm chill. I'm very chill. Which is my favorite fight.
Yeah.
Is when someone who is, quote, so chill screams at you in an Uber. I've had it happen to me.
Yeah, she goes, I'm going to have to stop you right now. You're being very aggressive right now. And you're talking. And I'm not just going to sit here and let you talk about my friends like this in front of me.
And so Shiva pulls out her phone and just starts recording the whole conversation.
I would.
Yeah, producer shit. And you just hear Kepi go, it's not hostile. Kepi plays both sides like a fucking queen.
She's playing them all like a fiddle. She's playing everyone.
She's
like a string orchestra. Do, 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 do. The Philharmonic right there. Yeah, it's not.
It's not. It's not hostile.
I'm about to stop you right now because those women back there are my dear friends. And I'm not going to let you talk about them like this.
And I'm a very chill person. And I am so chill.
I am really chill.
And you are so hostile right now. I'm going to stop you right now from talking about my girls.
It's not hostile.
No, it's not. It's not hostile.
My girls. And you just cut back to Brianna.
Brianna's still on a fence. She's perched somewhere else.
She sleeps like that.
She's like...
The side part. Oh my god, it's uncanny.
So
guys
on all that to say, we have a lot of feelings about the Tampa Bay.
There seems to be a both a season of nothing and everything.
Let's blow this shit up.
Yeah, guys, get into Tampa. It's free on Amazon.
Yeah, you just have to have a Prime membership.
Have a Prime membership. Follow along. Let
order
us know
yourself some stuff, 2-day delivery, and then watch Tampa Bay's.
Are you a Tampa Bay? Have you been a Tampa Bay? Do you know a Tampa Bay? Are you in the just gay, queer, LGBT scene in general in Tampa? Let us know your thoughts. Do you feel seen by this? Do you know any of the women on the show? Have you heard of them? Are they actually queens or are they just delusional? Which you could be both.
Does Jordan have a girlfriend?
Does Jordan have a girlfriend? What's the tea?
Yeah.
What's the tea?
What's the tea, girlfriends? I'm also like, lesbians, show thyselves.
Yeah, come
out. Lesbian listenership. Get out here.
This is a pro, staunch pro-lesbian podcast.
Love lesbians.
We are happy for lesbian representation. We're happy to get it. Thank you for suggesting the show.
Yeah, thank you to all the people that wrote in.
I love my girls.
And love my Tampa Bays.
I'm ready to go in, so get ready. And
what if some of the Tampa Bays listen to this podcast? They could.
Yeah, just don't.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.